Your home for Kansas City Chiefs football. Classic hits Q106.7. KQNK FM. Norton Hill City.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. An Idaho judge has agreed to move the trial of Brian Koberger, who's charged in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students, to a different city. Just one more day to the next presidential debate. ABC's Mary Bruce is traveling with the Harris campaign in Philadelphia.
Kamala Harris is hunkered down, getting ready for this defining moment in this race. And we know she is preparing seriously. They are doing mock debates here. They've even set up a full stage with TV lighting for rehearsals. And Harris is relying on several advisors who helped prepare Hillary Clinton for her 2016 face-off with Trump.
As for the former president, he's meeting with advisors at Mar-a-Lago. A search continues for the suspect in a series of shootings along I-75 in Kentucky. Britain's Princess of Wales says she's finished 9 months of preventative chemotherapy. The 42-year-old former Kate Middleton says her focus is now on staying cancer-free, but she looks forward to doing some public engagements. This is ABC News.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your shit together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 95. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 63 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Mainly clear tomorrow, highs level off around 94. Lots of sunshine and dry Wednesday and Thursday, low 90s, Wednesday, upper 80s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 79.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. An evacuation at the Kansas Star Casino near Mulvane.
Authorities tell us the cause of the Thursday night evacuation of the casino south of Wichita was because of a lithium-ion battery that caught fire inside an office. The battery was sitting on an office chair and triggered the overhead sprinklers. By the time fire crews arrived, they said the building's sprinkler system had doused the fire. Damage was limited to that small area around the office chair. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Leaders in Wichita are considering changes in the plan to bring paid parking to downtown Wichita to defray maintenance costs. Tomorrow, Wichita City Council will hear options for paid public parking. Last month, City Council hit the pause button on plans to implement the parking by January. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families, and one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas State University plant pathologists and entomologists are reporting the first known case of corn stunt disease in Kansas, coming on the heels of reports in neighboring Oklahoma and Missouri. Rogue crop plant pathologist Rodrigo Onofre stated that as of August 29th, corn stunt disease and associated symptoms have been confirmed in field corn in Sedgwick, Pratt, Stafford, and Edwards counties, and sweet corn in Riley County. He said recent scouting efforts across Kansas have also confirmed active leaf hoppers in many other counties in central and southwest Kansas. The incidence of disease was low overall, according to Onofre, and much of the corn crop is in its later stage of maturity. Corn stunt is a bacterial disease that results in severely stunted plants that often produce multiple small ears with loose or missing kernels, and it may also result in leaves turning red, with Onofre saying other biotic and abiotic factors can cause red or purple discoloration in corn, so laboratory testing is important to diagnose corn stunt disease and distinguish it from other stressors. Onofre encourages producers to submit suspected samples of corn stunt to the K-State Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab, and producers can contact their local extension agent for help in submitting a sample, or they can follow the lab's instructions that are available online. Photos of suspected plant disease can be sent to clinic@ksu.edu, and questions about corn stunt disease and its symptoms can be directed by email to Onofre, onofre@ksu.edu. According to Onofre, as of August 29th, only corn stunt spiroplasma has been detected in Kansas, so additional research is needed to determine the presence of other pathogens vectored by the corn leafhopper in Kansas. More information on the disease is available in the August 30th Agronomy e-Update newsletter that's published weekly by K-State's Departments of Agronomy. On Wednesday, Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services Secretary Laura Howard announced that the agency has been awarded a 5-year substance use prevention grant totaling $6.25 million, broken down to $1.25 million per year from September 30, 2024 through September 29, 2029. The grant funding is part of the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration Strategic Prevention Framework Partnerships for Success for States program. This program will provide Kansas the continued opportunity to promote substance use prevention for individuals and families by building and expanding the capacity of local community prevention providers to implement evidence-based programs that are focused on strengthening state and community-level prevention capacity and to identify and address local substance use prevention concerns, including underage drinking and marijuana use and abuse. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services will utilize the Strategic Prevention Framework to guide prevention planning efforts. Governor Kelly has announced the dates for the second round of local consult meetings to gather input on strategies for implementing the 2022 Kansas Water Plan. The September meetings will build on the first round of local consult and regional advisory committee meetings that were held earlier this summer, and Kansans can RSVP for the second round of meetings at surveymonkey.com/r/waterlc2. Attendees will have the opportunity to provide feedback through facilitated group discussions, and the Kansas Water Office, Kansas Department of Agriculture, and Kansas Department of Health and Environment are conducting the local consult meetings Tuesday, September 17th through Thursday, September 9th, Tuesday, September 24th through Thursday, September 26th, and on Monday, September 30th. People are encouraged to attend a meeting in their geographic region of the state, which includes on Tuesday, September 17th, from 9 a.m. to noon at the City Limits Convention Center in Colby. In addition to the in-person meetings, a virtual on-demand meeting will be offered. And for more information, including about the water plan implementation effort and the first round of local consult meetings, you can visit kwo.ks.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Gear up for a safe school year with Norton County Hospital and Clinics. Whether walking, biking, or riding the bus, stay visible and follow safety rules. Pack smart to avoid strain and focus on healthy habits like hand washing, staying hydrated, and reaching for healthy snacks. Don't forget plenty of sleep for success. Norton County Hospital and Clinics wishes you a safe, successful, and healthy school year ahead.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, September 4th, a motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the August 21st, 2024 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 15 building permits presented for approval. Britta Horn with Never Give Up Consulting gave the council an update on the Norton County Fire Needs Assessment. She said depending on when she gets the information from the various fire departments, she hopes to have the assessment and report completed in 3 to 4 weeks. Chief of Police Jay Sharp stated that they finished the STEP campaign on Labor Day, and Jay reported that they logged about 25 hours and made 54 stops. City Administrator James Maru stated that the city was accepted for the CCLIP project and have received a programming request from the Kansas Department of Transportation that needs to be approved in order to finalize and get the project on their schedule. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dennis Gelhausen to approve the CCLIP programming request from the Kansas Department of Transportation, and the motion carried. Mayor Jones opened a public hearing at 5:45 p.m. for the purpose of hearing and answering any objections of taxpayers relating to the proposed 2025 property tax rate exceeding the revenue neutral rate hearing. Since there are no questions or objections from taxpayers, the public hearing was closed at 5:47 p.m. A motion was made by Dennis Gelhausen and seconded by Dell Jacobson to adopt Resolution 12-2024, which is a resolution of the City of Norton, Kansas, to levy a property tax rate exceeding the revenue neutral rate. A roll call vote was taken, and the motion carried 6-0. Gerald Jones asked for an update on the dispatch and jail services agreement, and James Maru stated that the county has not yet approved it and are still working out a few more items in the agreement. Gerald then asked for an update on the signage on Eisenhower Drive. James stated that the additional signs came in and they were installed, and Jay stated that the traffic flow has been good and parents seem to be adjusting to the change. Gerald reminded the council that the Public Safety Committee meeting is at 4 p.m. on September 17th. And he stated that with several events coming up in town, he'd like to see if the city would clean up the gutters, curbs, and right-of-ways on State Street. Mayor Jones opened a public meeting at 6 p.m. for the purpose of hearing and answering objections of taxpayers relating to the proposed use of all funds and the amount of tax to be levied for 2025. The public hearing was closed at 6:04 p.m., and a motion was made by Dennis Gelhausen and seconded by Andrew Black to set the 2025 property tax rate at 70 mills and adopt the 2025 budget as presented. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson that in order to enhance the city's appearance, city crews from Highway 36 south to the city limits or along the State Street corridor in the areas where needed should remove the weeds and debris from the gutters, remove the overgrowth to the curbs, and mow and trim the right-of-ways as needed, with the work to be completed prior to the Highway 36 treasure hunt. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Andrew Black scheduled a joint Public Works and Utility Committee meeting at 4 p.m. on September 16th. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Jim Miller to waive the second formal reading of Ordinance 1767, an ordinance amending Chapter 1, Article 3, pertaining to duties of the city clerk. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Jason Jones reported that the Personnel Committee met and discussed overtime payment and compensatory time off in lieu of overtime payment for overtime worked. The committee felt that there was confusion in the current wording, and they are proposing a change to clarify the wording so that it is the employee's choice. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dell Jacobson to adopt Resolution 13-2024, which is a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and Norton Personnel Rules, with the removal of "with the consent of the employee" in the fifth paragraph of Article 3-8. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Jason rescheduled the Standing Personnel Committee meeting to 3:30 p.m. on September 24th, and Jason then stated that he has received two different complaints on sidewalks. He said there is concern on exposed rebar from broken out concrete in the walking path along Armory Drive, and the second area of concern is a sidewalk in the 800 block of North Jones on the west side, which would be the block north of the high school. Jason said on the south end of that, part of the sidewalk is gone and there's exposed plywood. Dale Jacobson gave a report from the ad hoc meeting, and he said the town hall meetings have been scheduled regarding the proposed special sales tax at 7 p.m. on September 30th and October 28th at Prairie Land Electric. Dale reported that the Parks Committee met with the pool managers to have a recap and discussion on how the pool season went, and Rose Garrison also attended and discussed the weeds and trimming around town. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dell Jacobson to approve Norton Mini Speedway's rescheduled go-kart race date to September 21st, 2024, and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 17 as a whole, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson to adjourn, and the council then adjourned at 6:34 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. This year's income prospects for crop producers are far different from those involved in animal agriculture. Gary Crawford has the details.
The Agriculture Department's new farm income forecast for this year is calling for a drop in farm profits of about 7%. USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says cash receipts from the sale of farm commodities are expected to be down about 2%. That decline
is led by crops. And so I think we can distinguish in this forecast the fortunes of crops versus livestock. And some of the revisions that were made in the 2024 forecast reflect an update in those commodity prices from where we were in February. And in a general sense, a decline in crop prices from the prior estimate in February and an increase in some of the key livestock components from that same period.
USDA is forecasting that cash receipts for crops will drop by about 10%. Sales of livestock and animal products will be up by 7%. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And the Consortium for Common Food, NEMS, National Milk Producers Federation, U.S. Dairy Export Council, hailed the passage into law of commitments by the Chilean nation regarding U.S. exports. They said the commitments safeguard the rights of U.S. cheese and meat exporters to use certain common names like Parmesan and Prosciutto to market and sell their products. The agreement first came together in June between U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai and the Chilean Undersecretary of International Economic Relations and created a mutual understanding and agreement that U.S. exporters will be able to continue marketing their products in Chile using many common meat and cheese terms. This is the Kansas.
For some farmers, soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, then Asgrow brand is all about you. That's why we've dedicated ourselves to developing truly localized products. Products with leading genetics and top-tier weed management. Products that maximize the profit potential on every acre you've got. You're serious about soybeans, and we're serious about your success. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Dry and warm for most of the central plains this week as upper-level high pressure stays parked over the desert southwest and the central Rockies. There isn't much moist air available, so rain chances look low for much of the upcoming week. Above average daytime highs, especially in our western and some of our central Kansas counties, will hit the mid and upper 90s over the western high plains today. Few low to mid 90s in central areas, not quite as hot for eastern Kansas with mostly 80s. On the map heading into this afternoon, high pressure in the upper levels is parked over the southwest and covering most of the western states. A low pressure lead trough is in place over eastern Colorado. That'll be helping to crank the temperatures up for our western counties over the next few days. With that big high pressure system in place, we have dry air at the surface, so there isn't much of a chance for precipitation in the next 5 days or so. A tropical system near the southern Texas Gulf Coast may get to hurricane strength before moving onshore in eastern Texas and Louisiana by Thursday. We have to look way out to see any big changes in the weather pattern for the Central Plains, with the possibility of a trough forming in the Pacific Northwest. If it does, it won't affect us until the beginning of next week. For now, expect above-average daytime high temperatures, fairly cool overnight lows, and dry weather for Kansas at least into next weekend. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, we'll hit the mid-90s with low 60s overnight, low 90s north central, and low to mid-60s for tonight's lows. Northeast will stay in the mid-80s with mid to upper 50s overnight, low to mid-90s in the southwestern counties, and tonight low to mid-50s, upper 80s to low 90s south central, upper 50s for the overnight hours, and for the southeast counties, mid-80s today, and we're in the mid-50s tonight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.